Hi, welcome to our weekly micro-podcast. No more than 10 short minutes of exploration into the world of indie publishing and content creation. I'm Cherry Jeffs and...
I'm Paul Reed.
And we're Craving Distraction. So today we're in Bar Quintana, which is the first bar that we ever came to when we came to the town Loffa that we live in. But just to clarify for those of you across the pond, a bar in Spain is not somewhere sleazy and dark where people go to consume massive amounts of liquor and play pool, but is in fact a sort of family environment where you can go and have anything from breakfast to lunch to eventually something sleazy and drunken over the bar. So today I thought we would talk about collecting content or collating content, because we're content creators, and in that process we inevitably need to gather information in order to recycle it and add our own creative touch to it. So I thought we'd talk about the tools and systems that we use for collecting our content. So I think what's quite interesting is that Paul and I have quite different processes on the whole for the way that we collect our content. I know, Paul, that you use Evernote quite a lot. I'm going to get you to talk about that a little bit. And I probably, when you're using Evernote, I'm actually using Pinterest, so that couldn't be probably more different. So tell us a little bit about your Evernote workflow.
Well, I only use the free version of Evernote. I don't use the paid version, but I do use it because of its ubiquity, really. It's available from pretty much all other platforms and applications, so it's very easy whilst reading something, browsing something on the web, to save it to Evernote, and then when it's in Evernote, tag it or put it in a notebook so that you can find it again fairly easily. And that goes for stuff you're working on, long-term projects or short-term to-dos. Both of those really require a different use of Evernote. Longer term stuff I would put really in somewhere else other than Evernote, but in short term I would store it quickly there for immediate retrieval from any device on any platform.
So you're talking really ideas maybe that you would tag and store in Evernote?
Ideas, yes, but also snippets of information that you need to have within reach on a regular basis. Not passwords or codes, but maybe paragraphs or text that you need to access in order to refer. So short-term reference material, really, I suppose.
So that sounds definitely something writerly, perhaps. Why I'm not such a fan of Evernote is that although it does, you can store images in it, I know. I don't know why it is. I probably just object to its ubiquity because I'm a rebel. So what I use is a combination of Pinterest, so the sort of the secret hidden boards on Pinterest where I actually store visual ideas. So I grab my ideas when I'm on the net. If I see something, it could be an idea for a business product, it could be an idea for something I want to include in my artwork. And for me, the easiest way to remember it is actually a visual representation. So as soon as I see that picture, all the ideas associated with it sort of come straight back to me. When I do need something a bit more wordy, I actually use Vespa, which is just an app on the phone, the iPhone and the iPad, which is Evernote-like, but it doesn't interact with anything else apart from you can save a URL in it. But it's good for tagging, and that's really what I do. I've just got my set tags and I tag my ideas in that.
There's also a couple of other really small tools that I tend to use for immediate retrieval or information I use over and over and over again. One of them is called iClip on the Mac OS X platform, which is really just like a clipboard that you can store snippets of information, even images, in that you use again and again and again. And also something similar to Text Expander, but it's called A-Text, and I keep virtually all of my web addresses and again short sentences that I might need to reproduce again and again as signatures or titles of books that I can access again. These are all from just desktop or OS X type applications, but they're extremely handy, and I don't think I could do anything without them now.
I actually use the Mac built-in keyboard extension for shortcuts like web addresses and things like that. It's a bit buried in the settings of iPads and iPhones, but it does also transfer now across to your desktop as well, so any shortcuts that you create you can get in there. So another aspect of collecting information for your content creation is obviously reading other people's stuff, and so that you can extract ideas from that. Obviously, we've all got blogs that we read on a regular basis, and I was, up until recently, using Blogloving, which was sending my RSS feeds directly into my email inbox, and I've just decided that's probably not a good idea, because I've almost more or less got my inbox under control, and probably the only thing that's not under control is those feeds. So I read about Feedly today and I thought I'd try it out. It's an RSS feeder for iOS and I'm liking it very much, and I think Paul's downloaded it as well.
Yep, downloaded but not used as yet. Still hovering around with Flipboard as a place to gather that sort of information and be introduced to new stuff. I think one of the problems I've always had with RSS feed readers is that it brings in a predictable stream of information from people you know, and I've always been more tempted to delve into programs like Flipboard and Zeit that introduce me to new stuff on the basis of tags and keywords that you offer up, and it brings in articles that it thinks are of interest. So I'm trying to find something that balances between the two, and Flipboard should be it, but for some reason it isn't.
Chortle's quietly in the corner, because I just have them the exact opposite. Well, one thing I'm trying to do is shut out some of that noise, because I could read all day long everything. I'm never short. I was looking in my storage, which is Pocket, which I'll talk about in a minute, and I've got so many hundreds of articles I haven't even read in there, going back to last year. So what I'm trying to do is actually slim down the amount of information. And so what I like about Feedly is that you, as well as putting your RSS feeds in there, you can give them categories. So I've got one for art, one for design, one for productivity, and so forth. And also you can label some of your favourites as must-reads. And my must-reads are going to be really the blogs of people that I actually have a personal connection with, and I want to keep up with them so that I can support them, leave comments on a regular basis, and not miss what's happening in their lives. Super quick Pocket then. Tagging, a read view, which cuts out all the sidebars and extra crap that you normally see around someone's blog post. You can save it offline. And yes, you can save directly from Feedly into it. But be careful. It's free. But be careful of saving your whole life into it, or into Evernote for that matter. Okay, catch us on Craving Distraction Facebook page if you want to leave a comment. See you in 2 weeks.